This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The season has taken a turn for the worse in Cleveland, and we're all left to sit through it.
Welcome to hell!
This is Seven in Hell.
I enjoy the voice, but we should call Joe and have him do that.
I don't even think we need to do the segment. That was perfect.
Do you want to
That's all I wanted to do.
All right, so number seven
nice
is the team
job,
that's...
Owen.
Well done. The team that's most likely to get out of hell is number seven. It's like DEFCON. The team that's most deep in hell is number one. Tony, you want to go first? We're seven in hell, or you want me to go first?
So I've got my teams. I'm a little shaky on the order of the teams.
All right. So I'll go first.
And I have a feeling we are going to be drastically different here.
I will go first. Here we go. Number seven. We go to number one. So we go up from seven. Here we go. Number one, the New York Giants. They're not good. Joe Shane is feckless. However, seems that they could get away from Daniel Jones here eventually, and they could start fresh.
So there are six teams that are in worse shape than the Giants.
Yes.
Yes.
Number two, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Got themselves a win over in London. Who cares? They beat another team that's in hell. They have Doug Peterson, who when he gets in trouble, he just gets caught calling plays and not managing the football game. But there's also, like, do we know, like, is Trevor Lawrence good? Has that ship sailed? Like, he might be fine, but is he, like, franchise is what I mean. Can he elevate them?
I have another theory on what might happen next with them, and we'll get to it when I get to it.
All right. Yeah. Number five, New England. They are in hell. Gerard Mayo came out and called his team soft after their loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Were you or were you not the guy who had to change the time of your OTAs because your coaching staff wasn't ready? Like, they do a lot of blaming of Belichick over there.
That's all they do is blame Belichick still.
And I'm thinking, all right, well, he's gone. This is your program now. This is your organization now. You're the one who couldn't get your coaching staff ready. You know, you're the one, like, they played decent defense last year. They're terrible defensively now. Yeah, you guys are the ones that signed, but did they brought back Peppers. They brought back other guys. Like, they signed guys that they're calling soft now. Okay, well, you just can't keep blaming Bill Belichick for this stuff. They're number five. Number four, Tennessee, Will Levis. Do I need to say more?
Who started for them this weekend?
Don't care.
Levis.
I know that, but do I need to say more? That's where they're at. I mean, some of this stuff does just come down to quarterback in a lot of ways.
Mason Rudolph.
Number three. No, he has his own set of problems. You can watch that game on the OAN game of the week. Number three, Carolina.
Name my kid after him, by the way.
That kid... Blind leading the blind over there. They Canales, the season has to come to an end at some point, and it's just getting started. Number two, the Jets. Aaron Rodgers runs the organization. They trade for his friends. They still can't win a game. Mm. Number one, with a bullet, in hell, are Cleveland Browns.
We're the worst off situation anyway. Even with our ownership, even with our ability to pay players.
With his contract.
Salary cap's a myth.
Anthony, like, well, you know how I feel about the salary cap.
Yeah.
And by the way, the salary cap is going to be no excuse to go out there and draft competitive good players if you can do your scouting. So I'm not going to make that argument here. At least you better not let me. But let me point this out to you. Your cap situation is going to be a little difficult. You have dead cap with Amari Cooper rolling over. Like, you are going to have to probably have a situation maybe like Denver where you have a lot of young guys playing and see whether or not your quarterback can actually roll into it. The good thing is, though, that you will probably draft higher than Denver did, and you'll be able to take a guy who you really think you like. Whether that guy works out or not, you can give me the whole crop of whether or not the quarterbacks are great. You could take a quarterback in a bad draft class, and he could still end up being diamonds for you. You just got to pick the right guy. That's what you got to do. So, yeah, number one right now, and maybe it'll change. Maybe Jameis Winston will dig us out of this. I don't know. But number one, your Cleveland Browns.
All right, I will go number seven, Jacksonville. I still think Trevor's got some talent, and what they'll do is they'll get rid of the coach, and then it'll be about, all right, we tried to find the coordinator that works with him. Doug Peterson had won, but he's not really a young, up-and-coming hotshot, which is what I think they'll find next. And then they'll really be able to actually do the things he can do and get his confidence back. We'll see if that can happen, but for now, I have them number seven. Number six, I have the Giants. Even though they have the defense and there is talent on that football team, and we saw what they could do to us, they still have, again, the issue at quarterback and Daniel Jones, and eventually they're going to have to transition from that. Number five, I have the Titans, similarly to what you put when it comes to Will Levis. Number four, I have the Jets. You know, now their defense looks in rough shape, too. They've had a number of injuries. And the Aaron Rodgers situation, I still like watching him play. I think he's interesting to watch, especially the blame game that goes on all week after the game and after they lose their games. Number three, New England Patriots. What do they have? What is it that they can hang their hats on right now? What players? What coaches? What organizationally do the Patriots have?
No. At least they made a great big documentary ripping Bill Belichick.
That's what they did. You know. And they're sticking to it.
That's good.
Should they go back and hire Belichick after this year, one and done? You know what? Error of our ways. Let's go back to Belichick. Number two, Carolina.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enough said, and number one, I'm with you right now. Cleveland Browns.
Carolina, number two.
I had the Raiders knocking at the door on that one.
They're in purgatory.
Could that be worse?
think Carolina's problem is they took a... Like, you see what Washington did? They were like, you know what? We need a guy who's going to calm everybody down. Like, Dan Quinn's going to calm everybody down. And, like, I don't know. Like, Jaden Daniels just got hurt. I know he's, like, week to week right now. And, you know, maybe they'll make the playoffs. Maybe they'll take on water. Maybe they're not ready. I don't know. But you see what he did? He calmed everybody down. They run a professional organization. He put people in spots where they could be good in. Like, Cliff Kingsbury's a good play caller. I'm not going to rip him as an offensive coordinator. I hate him as a head coach. I mean, well, I don't hate him personally, but I hate the idea of him as a head coach. When you have a young team and you know you're not really that competitive, I mean, they got some older spots there. You do need to have a guy who can be like, all right, let me be the adult in the room here. And, well, that's a bad choice of words. Let me be the adult in the room here, and let's get this figured out. And you might be a stepping stone coach to where it's like, all right, you've been here 4 years. We're there. Maybe there's some frustration now. Then people start to talk about your job. And I think these guys go into this stuff knowing this stuff. That's what they did well in Washington. That's not what they're doing well in Carolina.
Now, there was another team. We were joking about it before the show, and they're not there just because I have too much respect for them. But when I see a headline like this, 49ers, Ayuk tears ACL and MCL, Debo in hospital.
Ooh.
And of course, we already know McCaffrey. No idea when he's coming
Ricky
back.
Ricky Pierce saw a man who was shot, came back before Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. They have had a comedy of errors when it comes to just all bad stuff happening at the same time.
Are you putting them in purgatory right now?
Boy, it feels like, because like Brock Purdy, I thought he had played well this
Brock
year.
Purdy.
But this past week, I mean, he was just flat out terrible against Kansas City.
Mm.
And he kind of looked like he did against us.
You leave the golden child alone. You've done enough damage with him. Let me ask you a question. Is there a trade that you would reconsider your fandom for? After Sunday's comments, like when they traded Amari Cooper last week, what a difference a week makes. Yeah, after Amari Cooper was traded, there were a lot of people going, well, if they trade so-and-so, I'm done. After Sunday's comments, basically Miles. I mean, Albert Breer, and we have him on every week on this station, there was, you know, there's definitely teams that are calling about Miles. Rightfully so. You would. Has any of the conversation changed for some of the fans, do you think? Where it's like, you know what? Let's liquidate the asset. Not that they're mad at Miles, but this is a situation that this is ugly. That this is getting uglier and uglier to the point where, you know, there's definitely play. And we got to talk to Rodney about this coming up at 9, and it might become contentious. I don't know. But it clearly became contentious on the sideline between some fans and the players on Sunday. Like, is there a point where it's like, hey, you know what? You might not have been in the stadium. You would have the good sense to not cheer a guy getting hurt. What are you doing talking down to me? I'm the Browns fan over here. I'm the one who's been here for X number of years. You know what? And I'll be here for X number of years after you're gone when you can go do whatever the hell you want. Who are you to talk down to me? Like, I wonder how many people heard those comments from umpteen players on Sunday afternoon after they got beat again and said, I don't know who you're talking to. You ain't talking to me, and you ain't going to talk down to me. I'm asking. Or are they going, you know what? They're right. We need to be better like this. We need to be better. Because you're 1-6. And it's a thought of, what did I just tell you? Well, your dead cap money, even from the Amari trade, is over $20 million next year, it seems. You have whatever you're going to have with Deshaun Watson, and I don't know what you can designate to that and when he's ever going to come back, and there's plenty of people who never really want to see him play for the Browns again, and I really don't think Deshaun Watson would ever want to play for the Browns again. I think he'd probably just want a fresh start. All that being put out there, if there's such a thing as a clean break, now might be the time here over the next couple of weeks. Like, I kind of want to know. Like, if Miles wants to stay a Cleveland Brown forever, I would love for him to be a Cleveland Brown forever. He means something to the franchise, to the area. He's invested in the Cavs. We went over all this last week. And I said, if a team were to call up, like if Detroit were to call up after the Aiden Hutchinson injury, and they go, you know what, damn it, we're desperate. We'll give you 2 ones for him. I would pull Miles in, ask him if I would ask him if this is something he's amenable to, and if he wasn't, we don't do it. You want to finish your career with the Browns? You go right on ahead.
Boy, that's interesting. You would you'd have the conviction to even have the conversation.
I would try to do right by the player because he means that much to the fans. At least he did before Sunday. I hope none of that's changed. I hope that we just understood that that there were some people who kind of lost their heads here. But I kind of want to know. I'm curious now.
I think that's interesting that you said that as a GM, you would be worried about doing right by a player when it is such a business and you might have one team offering so much more than everybody else.
Are you saying I shouldn't?
I think you got to trade the player if you want. If you're even having conversations about trading a player.
Well, two things.
Think about how the Amari Cooper thing got back to haunt you anyway.
This is
the Amari Cooper. Hold on. The Amari Cooper stuff got out because you were out there, you know, searching around and you were fishing and it got back to everybody. Everybody knew what you had done. The minute you pick up the phone, if somebody's calling about Myles Garrett, and Albert Breer says teams are starting to fish about Myles Garrett, the minute you're talking on the other end of that phone call, that news is going to get you. Assume that news is going to get out at some point. So already you're kind of in a different position than when you started.
This is a cheap out if I say, well, I assume he has a no trade clause. He may not. But I would think that there are some players that relationship with the fans is that important. That I would have to go, hey, is this something you'd be interested in? Is this something that you would be available to do? Because we could trade Za'Darius Smith, who's only a free agent here for over the last couple of years. 216-474-0092. Is there a trade with 2 weeks left? Is there a trade that would make you reconsider your fandom?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.